The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "Hear another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenants and went on a journey. When vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to obtain his produce. But the tenants seized the servants, and one they beat. Another they killed, and a third they stoned. Again, he sent other servants, more numerous than the first ones, but they treated them in the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, thinking, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to one another, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance.' They seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. What will the owner of the vineyard do to those tenants when he comes?" They answered him, "He will put those wretched men to a wretched death and lease his vineyard to other tenants who will give him the produce at the proper times. And Jesus said to them, "Did you ever read in the scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes'? Therefore, I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce its fruit." The Gospel of the Lord.
We are living in interesting times in our world history, but not surprising or new. People, countries, political powers, religions, all forms of groups, communities, and organizations. We've all experienced suffering in some way. We fight for freedom on one hand, and to keep that freedom, and also for power. We fight for these things at the same time and wonder why we can never fully achieve either of them. And in the midst of this, God has given us the vineyard of the church. God has given us everything we need for salvation, true freedom, lasting peace, and eternal happiness. And we continually, time and time again, respond with war, evil, sadness, the loss of reality. I'm reminded when Pilate asked Jesus directly, "Truth, what is truth?" And Jesus showed him the cross. The vineyard of the Lord is where love is fully encountered. The divine love of God is the only power, the only freedom, the only way that matters. The story from Isaiah is very important. Listen to the imagery that's used here. The friend who had a vineyard did everything you normally do when preparing to grow grapes and make wine. You choose the best land. You clear the land of stones and prepare it. Plant the best vines. Build a watchtower and walls to protect the land. Build the winepress in anticipation of the grapes that will come. Now he is ready for the best harvest and the best wine. And what happens in the story? He gets wild grapes. The land becomes devastated, and the harvest is not plentiful. What happened to the vineyard? Sin, evil, deceit, false teachings, all of these things entered the vineyard. In our church and throughout all of history, we have had to teach over and over and over again the truth of Jesus. Because the vineyard is the Lord. The grapes. The grapes are what Jesus gives us to encounter eternal life. He is the way and the truth and the life. There is no other. The Lord reveals this truth about himself in so many different ways. The truth of the vineyard, the church, what he has given to us. The truth of his love is the body and blood of Christ, the sacraments. They're all here. It's all here. I came across this great story of NASA scientists who experienced something rather powerful during a series of experiments. NASA decided to experiment with a special type of camera that could see on a monitor that they watched the energy levels of the human body. This energy shows up sort of as an aura around the body on this monitor that they used. NASA's interest in the experiment was to investigate the effects of space travel on astronauts in orbit. Experimenting then in a hospital, they discovered that when a person is dying, that energy or that aura that they see on the monitor around the body, it is thinner and gets thinner and thinner until the person dies. Now, a certain scientist conducting this investigation in the hospital with his associate, they were behind a two-way mirror and they were observing the monitor. One day, while observing activity in this room where this person was sick and dying, they could see in their camera another man coming into the room, and this man that came into the room this one day had this bright light, this energy shining forth from his pocket. Then the man took the object out of the pocket and did something so that the entire room was suddenly, in the monitor, filled with light. And with their camera, they could no longer see what was happening. And so they ran into the room to see what was causing so much light to appear in the camera. They discovered that the dying man was being given Holy Communion in this moment. Afterwards, with their camera, they could see once again the man that was in the bed, in the hospital bed. The aura that was there before was thin, but after he received Holy Communion, it was bright. and the energy was suddenly quite full throughout the person's body. Now, this scientist, he was in his 50s, and it's reported that after this event, he decided to become a priest. He was convinced. See, the Lord revealed the truth of what his faithfulness does for us, what the Eucharist does for our lives, the truth of the vineyard, the church, the sacramental life, our prayer, our faith. Jesus says to us, the kingdom of God will be taken from you and given to those who will produce fruit. When we live our life for ourselves alone, we lose and walk in darkness. But when we live our life for God and others, we find light. When we choose Jesus, we find the source of eternal light, eternal love, and the way to the Heavenly Father. The place where we weekly experience this is, of course, the Holy Mass that we celebrate here. When we come to Mass, we have the opportunity to encounter the eternal landowner. We encounter Christ. We encounter his life. He is the purpose. Jesus can heal you. Jesus knows your struggles and wants to bring you peace. Jesus has a plan that is always better in our lives. Jesus says always, have no anxiety or fear. Pray, give thanks, make your requests known to God. Trust in Jesus. There is light, peace, and truth in knowing the Lord, following him, trusting in his plan for our lives. So today we are invited once again to turn to Jesus with our whole hearts. Follow Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.